This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
A memorial to honor the heroes of World War I now stands at Pershing Park in Washington, D.C., thanks to the efforts of a commission led by a Kentuckian. Terry Hamby was chosen to lead the commission through the efforts of United States Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, with Hamby noting the memorial is a soldier story.
Him taking his helmet from his wife and his daughter as he's leaving, his wife's kind of hanging on to his arm, and then he goes to boot camp, and they end up in a training and becoming a lean, mean fighting machine.
Hamby says the memorial remembers what soldiers experienced in war.
It shows these horrible combat scenes, and the focal one is Dan Daly standing there, who was Marine, who was purported to say at Belleau Wood, "Come on, you SOBs, do you want to live forever?"
He says it's all inclusive of World War I veterans.
It's got nurses. It's got African American. We tried to be inclusive of every veteran who fought.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
You're ready for any task, and you expect the same from your tractor. No matter the job, there's a Case IH Farmall tractor ready to work as hard as you do. With easy operation, an exceptional operating environment, and more standard features that enhance productivity, Farmall tractors deliver the power and flexibility to knock out chores and keep going. Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today, and find a Farmall to meet the demands of your operation.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit Mid-America is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
World War I Memorial Commission Chairman Terry Hamby says the backside of the monument that was sculpted by Howard Sabin includes a different view.
Corduroy stone, which is rough stone.
He adds the words of Archibald MacLeese are included on the backside.
"We were young, they say. We have died. Remember us." And so that's all we were trying to accomplish. And with this memorial, America remembers.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, or Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.